Burnout, how to prevent it. Burnout is a term that is gaining more and more attention and being discussed more and more in the business world, as well as in the private sphere. If you work too much, you will burn out. After so much stress, it's only a matter of burnout. You see how much he worked, and now he's on sick leave. They say he's burned out. This isn't a text about burnout symptoms and consequences. You can find all about it here. Here is a text that can help you prevent it. Stress levels rise because of today's fast-paced lifestyle and constant need to prove yourself. What happens if we fail? Having been instilled with fear of failure from an early age is our biggest problem. Perhaps the problem was that we had to work silently and deal with the increasing workload because someone told us to sit back and work. There is an increasing number of people turning to entrepreneurship. It seems idyllic, but it comes with a level of stress and obligations that few prepare you for. While you may think the neighbor's grass is always greener, the neighbor made sure that it was so after a series of mistakes. Too much water, weeds not pulled, etc. Entrepreneurship is the same. Without proper care, stress level rise, anxiety and depression overwhelm you, and burnout eventually results. It is possible to burn out before we have even scratched the surface of business. If we live under the pressure of failure in this world, we won't be able to come up with ideas if we are sitting on the fence thinking that we are not good enough. What can you do to avoid burnout? It is normal that every beginning is difficult. It carries a lot of things we don't know about. VAT forms, monitoring finances, incoming and outgoing accounts, email marketing, social networking. For us to think that our business is growing and developing, every wheel must function perfectly. Despite this, we have less time for administration as the work increases. After a while, the wheel starts squeaking because it is no longer properly lubricated. Despite not having created the outgoing invoices yet, accounting is pressing us to send all incoming invoices. The travel reports you haven't fulfilled or accounted for since last year have slipped your mind. It is becoming increasingly stressful and you still don't have enough growth to hire someone to take over that part of the job. As the story continues, the virtual assistant, a person who is not an employee of yours, owns his own equipment and performs only the task you assign him. Is it really the answer to your problems? They might not take on all the administrative work or marketing, but they will definitely reduce the stress level. The question is, are you brave enough to jump into the adventure called delegation?